chess piece in your game, moving me every which way. Thought I'd hold out for your love someday, but I couldn't, cause you wouldn't. You're like a blazing fire in the Sahara, on a windy night, moving in all directions. I'm not afraid I'm going mad, afraid I've lost my edge, afraid I've made a big mistake, but I knew it, yes I knew it, yes I knew it. You're like a blazing fire.
Hey you guys, did you know I offer spiritual life coaching programs? Yes, I do. I offer 6 months, I offer 12 months, I offer more than 12 months. I also offer a 14-week program as well. Learn more about it if you're going through anything in your life, would like a life coaching in any area of your life right now. This is the ticket for you. I do offer a first 15-minute free consultation where we get to chat it up, see what's going on and how I can best help you, and so that you can be the best you can be out of this program, whether it's a 6 month or a 1 year with me. Also, just click the link below, nlht.youcanbook.me, and you'll be able to schedule your free 15 consultation with me there, and then we'll go from there for what's the best solution for you. Love you guys a lot. See you in tutus.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Najm P. Lee for NajmLee.com and welcome to the Ask Najm Lee Show. Yep, use that hashtag AskNaj, A-S-K-N-A-J, and we are here hitting up season 2, episode 3. We're going to be discussing what is spirituality. Yep, I'm getting you ready because our next guest coming up next week is going to be talking about his journey, his beautiful journey on his spiritual journey, his spiritual walk. His name is Kensei Omega. Look out for that show that's coming up next week. So to prep for that show, let's really talk about spirituality today. And so grab yourself a cup of tea, some cool snacks, a pen and paper, get ready to take some notes and enjoy this hot show. I love you guys a lot. Stay tuned because you know what we gotta do, pay some bills, and I'll be right back.
So you guys been wondering an easy breezy way to book a session with me. Yes, that can be an intuitive reading, a free 15-minute consultation, Reiki healing, and so much more. I got you. Click on nlht.youcanbook.me. Yup, super easy. You can book right on your phone. It's not heavy. It goes right through and simple and easy to not only book, pay and schedule, and I'm going to get it right on my phone and I won't miss any type of scheduling issues. You guys, I'll be able to like get it so quickly and do your reading or your session ASAP. I love you guys so much. Click that link. Yep, nlht.youcanbook.me.
Welcome back, guys. It's your girl, Najm P. Lee. And so super excited for today's show. We are talking about what is spirituality. And oh my God, if you guys didn't know, let me let you in on a little secret right here. I have an online spiritual academy. Yup, it's called Spiritual Sessions Academy right here on teachable.com. Go check it out. I have all kinds of webinars, seminars, a lot of free classes, a lot of paid classes, and they do not break the bank. They're actually really great fundamental classes that are really great if you're on this path of your spiritual walk. Go check them out. I am adding more classes as I'm speaking with you right now. And so, yes, go check that out. That's spiritual-sessions-academy.teachable.com. Did I get that right? Let me say that one more time. Spiritual-sessions-academy.teachable.com. There we go. Go check it out. Take a course. Take several courses. Get yourself together spiritually. Because boy, girl, we got a lot going on. All right. So today, oh my gosh, I'm so dehydrated, guys. So if you hear me taking sips here and there, I am thirsty. I got me, of course, my coconut water. And it tastes so good, so refreshing. It was in the fridge for a while, so you know the can is cold. All right, so we're gonna get into this. It's a great topic, especially for those that may be new to spirituality or have no clue about spirituality, or is like a veteran in spirituality. It's always good to get fresh eyes, a fresh view on your spiritual walk. So spirituality, basically, if you look it up in a dictionary, basically has developed and expanded over time, like literally. There's all kinds of meanings, definitions, connotations to what spirituality is. And so how would you define spirituality? It's a broad concept topic with room for so many perspectives. So in general, it's basically saying it includes a sense of connection to something bigger than ourselves. And it typically involves a search for meaning in life. As such, it is a universal human experience, something that touches us all. And so there's all kind of schools, right? All kind of topics from, you have religion that is one of the biggest ones for spirituality. You have Buddhism, theology, mysticism, consciousness, morality, mental health, philosophy, psychology, ethics, culture, astrology, cognition, natural environment. You even have finance in that, the Holy Bible, energy, human sexuality, medicine, science. That all encompasses spirituality, and there's so much more. And so some of these spiritual teachers, you probably have heard some of these, but there's a whole lot of them, guys. And so you have Eckhart Tolle, which I've read one of his books. You have Adyashanti. You have Wayne Dyer, who had passed a few years ago. You have Osho, Ram Dass, Thich Nhat Hanh. You have Muji, Marianne Williamson. I'm sorry, she has the Book of Miracles. She's the one that wrote that. I don't know if she wrote it or she rewrote it, is what I would like to say. I think she rewrote it and made it more in a way that people can understand, I think. You have David Delda, Don Miguel Ruiz, Julia Cameron, Surya Das, Thomas More, Llewellyn Von Lee. I mean, it goes on and on. Like, how many people are spiritual teachers? And these are some big names in a category of 40 plus. So you have Sandra Ingerman, Star Hawk, which I've read a couple of her stuff. You have Iyana Van Sant is on the list. You have Swami Prabhat. You have Gary Zukav. You have Hilda Charlton, Sivananda Saraswati, Ching Hai, Isha Judd, Andrew Harvey, and it goes on. And I wanted to do that because a lot of times when we talk about spirituality, it's so condensed into something small paragraph, but we don't understand there's an extensive of people and beings and masters, both ascended masters and living masters on this planet right now we call Earth, are on this path of spirituality, spiritual journey. And so there is an enormous amount of books, workbooks, workshops, seminars, you name it, it's there. I'm telling you, it's like a rolling river. It just keeps going when it comes to spirituality. And I think that's really key. So when we are talking about spirituality, it's a big ocean that you're diving into. And so when you take your first step, it's better to go that way than to just jump into the deep end of the ocean and you don't have any support, you don't have any life raft or anything, you just jump in. I think the best way to tackle this is from taking little steps, and that's starting from where the sand is and stepping into the shallow, slowly, step by step, until you get to a point where you can actually stand, even with the waves bashing you and hitting you, to go back to the shore. Get me? So let's talk about this, since it's like so big. Let's really get into spirituality. And so I am looking up for you guys. I'm just grabbing my information here. So basically, it's like, we talked about like definition of it, and now we can talk about some aspects of types of spirituality. And so there's religious spirituality, you know, and that can come under a major umbrella. It involves, you know, oneself, church, prayer, and so forth, right? Then we can also look into like how spirituality is different from religion. And I really like looking at this so that we can break it down, because I think many come from religion into spirituality where you've been either brought up in the church, and at some point you realize there's a glitch. There's something off. You don't know what it is, but your spirit is telling you something, and you're like, something's off about this. That's how I was when I was in college at the time, and coming out of college, like a lot of things started to glitch for me. So, but anyways, before I digress, let's get back to this. How is spirituality different from religion? So religion is a set of texts, practices, and beliefs about the transcendent shared by a community. And it involves a relationship with God. Spirituality, on the other hand, is about a person's relationship with the transcendent questions that confront one as a human being. This may or may not involve relationship with God. And so I want to go further into that before we go to these commercials. So really quickly, religion to me, like when I look at it, religion comes with a text, a set of books, right? It doesn't matter. If you're Christian, you get the Bible. If you're a Muslim, you get the Quran. If you're, those are the main two that I can think of. If you're a Buddhist, you get a set of texts as well. If you're Hindu, there are the Vedas or the Upanishads. You have... what else? There's so many others, right? There's always some type of text, and that's not a bad thing. I think you should read a text. I definitely believe reading, having a starting point, is important. Go ahead, read it. Make sure you have read it so that you can actually make a correct judgment for yourself. So with spirituality now, you get to a point of letting go of the text, letting go of all that information, and wanting to get answers from within. So it's almost like you start outward from the outward side, the religious side. To me, it's outward. And then spirituality is you decide to go inward and really align with who you really are, which is your own truth, your precise alignment of self. And so when we get back, we're going to talk about that more, the connection to self, to your higher self, what does that mean, and how to go further. All right, I'll be right back. As you know, we gotta pay them bills, y'all. Pay them bills. Support, support, support. All right, I'll be right back. Did you know I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube at Najm Lee? That's right, guys. Go follow me right there, right now. I'm always on Instagram at Najm Lee, Facebook at Najm Lee, Twitter at Najm Lee, and YouTube at Najm Lee with daily intuitive readings, two card general readings, Monday to Friday on YouTube. But check it out. My fave place, of course, is Instagram. So go follow me, go subscribe, and I'll talk to you over there.
Didn't I do it for you? Why don't I do it for you? Why won't you do it for me? When all I do is for you. They wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. They wanna wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. And I just want to feel your touch. And I don't want to have to share our love. I try, but I get overwhelmed.
Okay, guys, so we are back. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Najim Peely for NajimLee.com, and this is the Ask Najim Lee show. Use that hashtag, AskNaj. And so we just finished part one, so we're back from commercials, and we're jumping into part two of what is spirituality. And so we just finished talking about the connection of truth to your higher truth. So we're looking at the difference between religion and spirituality. So let's go even further. So in spirituality, you are deciding after all that outward information, study that you've gone through, you are deciding now to go within and connect within. So the connection of within, does it line up to the connection on the outside of what you were learning, right? And a lot of times, this is where people start waking up. And they're waking up because they start to go on the inside, right? Their spiritual connection of self starts to awaken. And now, does the truth or the information that they were reading on the outside align with what's going on the inside? And most times the answer is no. So for instance, I can talk about if you were Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian or Jehovah's Witness, and at some point in your life, you have an awakening, you have an epiphany, you just start to wake up and start asking questions. So I can share with my perspective is, I studied a lot, right? I learned a lot from even when I was a kid, reading the Bible, going to church. Even when I went to church and I sat in Sunday school, at first it was cool, like all the activities, but then I started to question as I got older. And some things that the Sunday school teacher would say, I just felt like a pull, but I was too scared to say anything at the time, right, and go against my parents, especially my mom. And but it wasn't until I think I got into college and I started making decisions on my own, and I decided to really study the Bible, to really get into it. And I joined a church that was like an international church, and so it had some modern ways about it. But it was really, really adamant about studying the Bible inside and out to know it. So because of that, I studied the Bible inside and out. Like, I read that Bible five, almost six times, and studied it inside and out. And I saw a lot of discrepancies. And because I saw those discrepancies, I started to ask myself questions. And looking at people that I go to church with, looking at the pastor, how he was conducting himself, how the pastor's wife was conducting herself, and all these other people that were leaders and speakers and all these other things, I started to be very observant. And I started to see that it wasn't aligning with what was within me. And starting to come through within me. And so I'm happy that I was able to study the Bible like I did, and which helped me to open my eyes. And so I got to a point where I started to question and be bold with my questioning and things that I didn't agree with. And to see how people's reaction was told me a lot, like, okay, it is time to go. It's time to let go of this. This is not the direction for you. You know, it's going to be hard. Yes, because I made relationships in these places. But still, at the same time, I wasn't getting the spiritual nourishment I needed for my life, especially for the transitionings that were happening in my life. And so, guys, I started to go about my business. I finished school and came back to the East Coast, and I was wandering for a while. Literally, I threw away all the books that was connected to Christianity at the time, and I then went on almost like a pilgrimage, I would call it, like becoming a seeker. And I said, I'm just going to study. I'm just going to read everything. I'm going to study each of the religions that I wanted to study. And I just followed my spirit. And that led me to studying not only Christianity like I did, but I also studied Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam. I studied in debt. And also some practices in occultism. And so, but it was like really, really small. It wasn't like really, really big or anything like that. So yeah, it was major for me when I went that route. And so I share that with you guys, that something within you is going to pull you, and you've got to see if it aligns with what you're learning. If it's not aligning, you are waking up. Your spirit is, which is your higher self, is trying to connect with you and shaking you and rattling you to like, no, it's time to go inward and align with me now. There's a lot of things I need to show you. There's a lot of things you need to learn or relearn. And so with spirituality brings in a lot of different questions, and religion brings in a lot of different questions, and they're both good. I don't see anything wrong with one. You learn practices, rituals and rites, and with the other you want to learn meaning and understanding and connection with that. So for instance, with spirituality, the question would be, where do I find meaning? In religion, it's going to be, what practices, rites, or rituals should I follow, right? In spirituality, it's like, how do I feel connected, right? In religion, it'll be like, what is right and what is wrong? And in spirituality, you may ask, like, how should I live? And in religion, it'll be like, what is true and what is false, right? And so, basically, religion is like you're following, right? You're a follower. It's everything's laid out for you. You just need to follow it. In spirituality, you are taking full on responsibility for every single thing that you are doing. You're taking full on responsibility for yourself. And so there's a flow. You are putting the question out there and aligning and being open to receive from the universe, from the creator, however the creator becomes to you. And that's what's important to see the difference is. With religion, everything's laid out. There are precepts, steps, everything, which is not a bad thing, but it's a good starter for those who need some type of direction, routine, something already set in stone, so to speak. But with spirituality is when you want to break free from that rigid practicality of things and start to flow like nature and start to flow like your spirit, right? That means you are wrestling with the vessel that you're in, and you're ready to expand the wings, right? You no longer want to be the bird in the cage. You now want to fly. And that's basically how I would say, you know, what is spirituality is when you get to the point of waking up and you want to open up your wings now, shake them, rattle them, and expand them and fly, right? And so through your experiences, through your questioning, and through you checking in with your feelings and with what you are, with what your higher self, that spiritual talk you're having with self, you start to really see that there are other things going on besides the rigidity that religion brings. So when I get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what is spirituality. And I do hope you are getting a whole lot from this today. Please, if you have any questions, voice message me on the show right here or leave a comment below. Let me know. I would love to use the hashtag AskNaj, and I will definitely answer your question. Remember, we're on Twitter, on Instagram, and every single day at Najm Lee, and use the hashtag AskNaj when you're doing that. All right, guys, I'll be right back. Go and pay some bills for y'all.
Down, down, down on the floor. walking out of town on the floor, making things ring on the bell. Niggas get down and they feel it on their face. Down, 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 don't you know?
Okay, guys, it's your girl Najm P. Lee for NajmLee.com, and we are back for part three of What is Spirituality? And so I want you to really, you guys, to look at these things is that spirituality gives you an open premise, okay, a platform, a stage for you to stand on and to go about it your way. There's no right or wrong. It just is your way, okay? And that's the difference. And I think that's where people get nervous and scared to really step into that space of spirituality. And so when they first come into it, they're asking for, like, what books should I read? What things should I do? You know, and that's all coming from religion, because religion has precepts, steps for you to take, things you need to do, a direction, right? And I understand that that is definitely necessary when you're there. And so even like if you were to live at a masjid or, you know, a temple or something like that, and there's a routine, there's things that need to be done. So if you were to become a Buddhist monk, there are precepts that you need to learn. There are things you need to do. There's a way to dress. There's all these things. And all of that is not bad at all. All of that's really good. There's no right or wrong in that. But you have a set direction of things laid out for you. But once you get all that, right, and you're, and some people, that's probably enough, and that helps them with their spirituality. And then there are some that are looking for, I love all that, now I'm ready to fly. And so they'll take some of those principles into their spiritual platform and expand in such a big way. And so you cannot be afraid to go another way. You know, another way doesn't mean it's a bad way. Another way means you're deciding to do it in your direction, your way, right? With your permission from you. And so so when people ask me, Naj, you know, what should I read? What should I look at? What things I should do? And yes, there are books you can read, and I can give you all kind of books and stuff, but I don't know what you want to do. I don't know what your direction is. And I think the next thing I want to talk about is understanding your blueprint. So I really believe, which is really important, when you are awakening to your spiritual journey, to your spiritual self, you need to know your blueprint. You've got to know your blueprint. I think that's the most important thing, because your blueprint is a map. And sometimes when we wake up, we don't know what the blueprint is, right? We just know we need to do something. You got a lot of questions. And the questions are great, but sometimes the questions in of itself does not help you in moving forward. It just answers questions or hypothetical questions that you've had for a very long time. But do these questions help you leap and move forward? No. So a lot of times when I get potential clients or clients that call me and say, you know, Najm, what about this? Or, you know, what about that? Or what does it mean about this? And it's all good and everything, and I'll answer, but it doesn't help them move forward or leap forward in their spiritual journey. It's almost like candy. You get excited because you can now have the answers to things that you probably couldn't get answers to. But does it help you? No. Did you make a leap spiritually? No. Did it take you from point A to point B very fast? No. It didn't do anything. You just had some candy and it's gone. Okay, got that answer now, done. What does that do for you? So a lot of times we really got to, when we're waking up with spirituality, is we have to take in part patience. And most when they're waking up, they're not patient. They're very excited, which is great, but they're not patient. They want all the answers and they want it all right now. A lot don't want to do the work. They are starting to wake up, but they do not want to do the work. They do not want to dive in and learn and discover and allow things to unfold like a lotus. They want it like a race car, you know, nice, red, shiny, and just give it to me now. And if you notice with a race car, you go too fast in a race car on the regular road, and going through traffic lights, stop, go, ruins the engine after a while on that race car. And that race car, which is supposed to last several years, will probably last you less than 2 or 3 years. And it's done. It's just an empty carcass. Same thing. You have got to allow your spirituality to unfold and unfold in a way that's going to be right for you. And I think to really get some insight into who you are and this connection to your higher self is to figure out your blueprint and your map. So how do you do that? This is something I do each year. I do it once a year towards the end of the year, November and December. I do this. So if you're interested, let me know, because it takes time. It's just a lot of energy. It takes time. Because I go very thorough. And even when I've done it for people, some people just put it to the side. And it's sad. But you're not like that. My audience, no. Your blueprint is so important. It's the essentials of who you are. Basically, of how you came here, where you went to before you got here, right? All the different planets, what you took, the characteristics you chose, right? The pinpoint, the gateway you chose to come through, and what you're supposed to do, what karmic debt you're supposed to clear up, all these different things. What's your name supposed to be? How it's spelled? Does it vibrate? You've been given a name, but you may have a spiritual name that is much more better for you, and why you should use it, how it, what frequency is at. We're using Vedic astrology, Vedic numerology, and a whole lot of other stuff that I can't get into today. But what I do want to tell you is, you want to really understand your blueprint, how you came here, why you came here, and what you're supposed to be doing. What are the things that you're good at that you took on so that you can do while you're here now and go and do it, right? So many people, before they do the blueprint or discovering their blueprint, some of them are doing things that they're not supposed to be doing at all. And they know this because they get a pull. They either hate their job or they feel like they're not supposed to be living where they're living. All these different things. And then when I look at their blueprint, it's like, ta-da, this is why. You're supposed to be over here, or you're supposed to be in this country, or you're supposed to be living in a climate like this, or whatever it is, right? Everybody's blueprint is different. When you know your blueprint, it's going to make it so much more easier for you to do exactly what you came to do and enjoy it at the same time and really move swiftly through, because now you have the keys, and the keys is the blueprint. So if you're interested, let me know. Go over to najimlee.com or go over to nlht.youcanbook.me and schedule a 15-minute consultation with me. It's free. And then in that consultation, we can talk about the blueprint, and we can schedule the day and time that's best for you, and when we can go over and, you know, go find you. It's just like in the Matrix. I love to describe it as when in part one, when Neo was first meeting, you know, Morpheus, and after he took the red pill or the blue pill, one of them pills, and they opened up the doors and was like, okay, we gotta find him, we gotta locate him. And he's like, what? And he found himself disappearing, right, out of the Matrix into where he is originally. It's the same thing. So with what I do is basically tracking your whole pathway to here, and how you got here, and what's going on, and who are you, and all these different things. And so I do the same thing, but it's different. We use the stars, the planets, using your spiritual guides, your ancestors, your divine family, and so forth. It's a lot goes into it. We're using numerology, Vedic astrology, and intuitive readings, and a whole lot of other stuff. So to track you, we gotta find you, right? We gotta find where exactly you are and where you came and what you're supposed to be doing. So it's exciting to me. I love it. But I usually do it November and December, because we are moving into a new year for January, and it's a great time for people to gather themselves together, get everything together, so that when the gates open for the new year, you're going in with everything you need. There's no, oh my God, I have to find out what this is or whatever. Nope, you're going in strong to conquer and win. And that's how it works. So yeah, I love it. I did it for myself last year. I do it every year, and I create these powerful vision boards, and you know, that I look at every day, and I, you know, create my life the way it's supposed to, and I follow the sequence of my blueprint. So I really hope that helps you guys, like your spirituality. And I know it's talking a lot on blueprint, but it is one of the best ways if you want to jumpstart this whole thing. It's one of the best ways in your spiritual walk to discover your blueprint and really jumpstart your journey of your spiritual walk. And the other thing I want to say, everybody's journey is different. Everyone's spirituality is different in how they go about it. There is no right or wrong. And the other thing I want to say also too, when it comes to spirituality, what is spirituality? After learning religion and all the different religion texts and procedures and things that we've followed for so many years, we have got to deconstruct those information. And what do I mean by deconstruct? I mean unload that software. It needs to be deleted. You have all that information, you filter through and take what is useful for you on your journey, and then the rest of it you need to delete. Why do I say that? Because they become bags, they become blockages when you start your spiritual journey, right? When you try to hold on to so many bags on a spiritual journey that is meant to fly, you're not going to fly. You're going to be dragging, walking, pulling, you know, these bags in front of you and behind you, that you're not going to get anywhere far. Literally, you're not. So the best thing that I can say to you is let it go. Let go of the baggage. Let go of the constructs. Those are old constructs. They're no longer working anymore. Especially now that we've entered the fifth dimension and we are fully immersed into this particular frequency now. Well, many of us are. There are others that are not, that are holding on to the 3D construct still, 3D frequency, and they will not rise. They're just going to be there. That divide has happened. And so there are ones in the fifth dimension and there are ones still holding on to the third dimension. And a prime example of that, I did a video just the other day of the president of the United States, who showed on the day of, or the night of, the fifth dimensional gateway doing the biggest push and before closing. And that is when the president did the biggest push or pull to keep as many of ones here through the hate speech, the chanting that was done on purpose, which ricocheted through the body, right? Through the ears, the eyes, the nose, the mouth of people, especially for those people that actually chanted the saying that he put out there. Oh my God, their spirit, if you guys don't understand, their spirit was clipped in to the third dimension. They're there. They will not cross over. Nope. That train has passed for those people. And I'm sorry for it. For all those that watched, right, actually allowed that energy to seep in to their bodies by sitting and watching that whole shebang, I am sorry for you, because you did not block. You allowed that to seep in, which now is pinned you here, pinned you into the third dimensional frequency. And so for those that didn't, we were in this cocoon, like I was in a cocoon for so long. I didn't see it. I didn't even know about this until the next day regarding what the president did and seeing bits of clips of it afterwards. I was like, wow, you know, the alignments of things and the timing of those things done on purpose to keep as many here. that was one of the biggest push that they did. They're going to continue. But you guys, literally, if you are awakening, you need to cut that TV off and really start indulging in audiobooks, better music, meditation, go out into nature. All these things are all about the beginnings of your spirituality that will take you in the long run of your spirituality, right? Listening to really good lectures, you know, teachers. Get yourself a guru or teacher if you need to. A guide, basically, is what a guru is. I have a guru, and I learn from. I have two of them that I learned from. And, yeah, it's so important to really shield yourself, especially with all the things that the energies that's being put out. You got to learn to shield yourself. I have a class on that called the Om Sacred Circle of Protection workshop. It's a 1-day workshop. Basically, go and take it. It's on teachable.com right now on Spiritual Sessions Academy. Go sign up. Go learn it. Go take it. And learn to shield yourself from these particular energies. And that's basically what happened the other day. I was in a cocoon of my protection, and that was it. You know, I didn't hear nothing, see nothing, say nothing, basically. So today was all about what is spirituality, and some really big giveaways, chunk giveaways, nuggets that you can utilize in your practice, especially awakening. If you have more questions, I am here. I'm here to serve, guys. Please contact me. You can email me, or you can DM me, you know, leave a voice comment if you want to on the show, or hit me up on my email, najimleestudios@gmail.com. And lastly, get on my email list right now at najimlee.com, najimlee.com. Why? I'm dropping a book very soon, an upcoming book, and I'm super excited about it. I'm covering an issue that's really big, which is anxiety, and especially in today's world, and I bring it from a spiritual side, and it's so deep. I'm so excited. So it's going to be launching soon. Get on the list so you will be having the first access to the pre-launch, pre-order. Okay? Don't miss it. I love you guys a lot. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Ask Najim Lee Show. Hashtag Ask Naj. And I can't wait for next week when you join me and my guests as we discuss his spiritual journey. Thank you so much, guys. As you know, I'm right here always. Right here on the show. We're all over Spotify, Anchor.fm, Apple, iTunes, Google Chromecast. We're like all over the place. I'm so excited. So let me know where you're listening from. All right. So I will see you and listen to you next week. As you know, we are out.
So you guys been wondering an easy breezy way to book a session with me. Yes, that can be an intuitive reading, a free 15-minute consultation, Reiki healing, and so much more. I got you. Click on nlht.youcanbook.me. Yup, super easy. You can book right on your phone. It's not heavy. It goes right through. And simple and easy to not only book, pay, and schedule. And I'm going to get it right on my phone, and I won't miss any type of scheduling issues. You guys, I'll be able to like get it so quickly and do your reading or your session ASAP. I love you guys so much. Click that link. Yep, nlht.youcanbook.me.